Washington City. He was found 4 hours later. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny to partly cloudy today, 20% chance of rain, 82. Mostly cloudy tonight, 20% chance of rain, 60. Tomorrow, sunny and 90. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Isn't common sense supposed to be common? The struggle is real, my friends. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Well, I'm a conservative. One thing I have a hard time rationalizing to my liberal friends, conservatives on TV and politicians have a hard time articulating, is intelligent reasons why the wall must be built. I am curious your thoughts on that.
An illegal alien in the state of Arizona is twice as likely to commit a crime versus a natural-born citizen. Fact. 90% of all heroin and fentanyl come across the southern border. Fact. Over 10,000 kids are illegally sex trafficked across the southern border every single year. Fact. We have 56,000 illegal immigrants in our federal prison system. Fact. And countless in our state penitentiary system. $135 billion a year. That's how much is the financial burden on U.S. taxpayers every single year that illegal immigrants drain from our system. Fact. You put all that together, that's a pretty compelling argument that we have some problems with our southern border. Those are some facts. Number two is fairness. As Candace said, it is not fair to the people in Bolivia. It's not fair to the people in Bangladesh. And it's not fair to the people in Belarus that had to wait in line, fill out an application form, not commit a crime, and then wait a decade to come into this country to maybe have a chance to become an American. It is not fair to them. Number three is sovereignty. Why do walls matter? Why do borders matter? Borders are a physical representation of when good ideas begin and bad ideas start. If you don't believe me, just ask East and West Germany. Or at North or South Korea. If you believe in open borders, you do not believe in the physical delineation of where good ideas start and bad ideas start.
Well, there. Charlie Kirk. Wow. I love it.
He's on top of stuff.
Yeah, three reasons. Three reasons to explain the border issue. I saw a comment made by a libertarian that basically said, I don't believe in not having, a sovereign nation. I just think people should freely come and go. But my problem with that is that they freely come, they never freely go. So we have a problem. Until you can solve that, once they come, they don't want to leave. That's a problem because now we end up having a lot of citizens that that aren't citizens.
It would be really easy to solve that problem.
What's that?
Well, number one, we could just do away with all entitlement programs. Then it wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, 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 yeah. There you go.
Or we could just change the law.
Yeah. I don't know if the law matters to a lot of people anymore.
Well, the law we have now is not even enforceable.
Right, right. And not to say all law is always right either. I mean, I know that argument just as well. But the fact that they come and they don't go back. They're not freely coming and going, and they shouldn't be. I can't freely come and go to a lot of places that I'd like to and just live there. And then just stay. So a lot. We have Chris Ann Hall today. We also have Dr. Pesta today because we were off on the holiday.
Yep.
So that'll be a lot of fun. And by the way, I saw a really wonderful show last night. I don't normally see wonderful shows because when I see through the media, I mean, what are you going to get, right? Mostly crap. So when I find a show that I actually thought this is good, this is a really good option for people. We have a huge problem. With autism and the number of autistic now going into adulthood now, into their 20s, because we were hard hit in the mid-90s and on as that rate soared and keeps on soaring, right? So we have all of these people becoming adults and wanting employment and wanting to figure out their contribution to society. And we have a lot of parents that are dealing with that. And so there's a wonderful show called The Employables. And what they do is they have an occupational therapist go in and test them on their unique set of skills that they offer. And their unique set of skills, as far as, are you on the high end of the autism spectrum? Do you have Tourette's? Do you have all of these things keeping you from a job? And the one thing I noticed about this, because I like happy news too, by the way, it's not all just gloom and doom, right? This is happy because these young people in their 20s that want desperately to live by themselves and want their life to be as normal as possible also cannot get hired by anybody. They lack the social skills. They lack, with Tourette's, you have outbursts, right? And that are uncontrollable. And so what the occupational therapist did was they went in and they basically said, look, these are your skills. We've tested you out and you're so high on this spectrum, but not on the spectrum. Because believe it or not, when kids that age go for a job, what are they going to go for? Usually it's customer service, McDonald's or a clothing store, usually where they're out in the open dealing with customers. Well, typically that isn't their strength.
No.
Okay. So they were finding jobs for them. And I have to tell you about one case before we move on to local stuff, because I thought this was so great. This kid had a tough time dealing with people and he had a tough time getting hired. He had not been hired at a job and multiple job interviews and never got a call back. And he went down and decided with this occupational therapist that he had a great strength in identifying things and taking a task for a long period of time and being able to identify something or a problem in something. And he had a love for traffic lights. He had a love for roads. So she encouraged him to go down to the county who oversees county roads in their county. And he did. And he went down. And at first you could tell that they were not okay with hiring this kid. He just did not come across well in an interview, told them he'd been fired and that it got real bad when he got fired. And you could see the eyebrows go up of the people hiring him. Well, they decided to throw him a bone and give him a chance. And what they did was they handed him some records of traffic lights after he had already sort of talked about traffic lights in a way that probably nobody else could have, because he had a love for them and had studied them for 20 years, ever since he was a child. So they knew he had a special skill or talent for watching a traffic corner, an intersection, and delivering what the problem was. So what they did was they had him come in on a contingency that if he could solve a problem. So they put him in front of a bunch of data, and he sat there with the data for a couple of days. And at the end of it, he said, well, it seems to me that this is the problem and this is the problem. This is why you're having so many issues with this intersection. You need a roundabout. And they said, do you know that we just hired a company? That cost a lot of money. And it took them months to deliver the same the same equation. And we just hired you for a couple of days and you came to the same exact thing. You're hired. So they hired him not to be in the public eye, not to be, you know, out there, because they knew that he would just have a tough time maintaining that. But what they did was they had him study data on the traffic lights, and he's now able to deliver all of these results for them at a low cost. And I thought, see, there is a place for everybody's skills and talents, because nobody can see a traffic light like that kid.
Now,
I thought it was great.
If I had anything to do with that young person, I would have them start their own company,
right,
and hire out to solve every city's traffic problem.
There you go. There you go.
And become a millionaire in a few years.
There you go. It's taking it to the next level.
Yep.
I love it.
But nobody's suggesting that.
Yeah. You're right. Right. I love that. And I'm not suggesting that a high functioning autistic shouldn't be in the public eye. I'm not insinuating that you hide them in a closet. What I'm saying is work with their talents and skills, and that there's a way to do that, because they offer something that I couldn't offer. I can't go look at an intersection and deliver what that kid delivered. I couldn't do that, but he could. And so he has skills and talents that I don't.
He could work in a little office, have somebody answer the phone, set up the problems,
right, there you go.
Get the data, and they never even have to see what's behind the scenes. They just get the results and
you're
pay
them. That would be next level.
Yep.
I love it. Sometimes, you know, it's hard for us to kind of conceive of the talents and gifts of another because the social skills aren't there. We always judge on social skills and what we do socially. And I just loved this show because they were pointing out what somebody does well and how to utilize it the best. Rather than these kids were getting so discouraged and they felt like their self-worth was diminished because they could not get hired. They just simply wanted a job. That was all they wanted.
You know, Scripture tells us that we all have gifts from God.
Yeah.
And all we have to do is recognize them and then use them.
Yeah, exactly. See, I love that. This is why he's my co-host. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know that's on A&E Network, and it really does work through the skill levels, and I think delivers ideas and positive ideas for these individuals that are struggling so much. There's a place for everybody in this world. And I really loved that. And I just wanted to share that with all of you. I always get excited when there's really good, positive things going on, positive news. So when we come back, we do have a few minutes right now, but when we come back, we're going to leap into some local issues, the airport a little bit. I'm going to go into that a little bit. And I want to open the phone lines for that. But I want to get your take on this. And then is there more to what's going on at the airport runway and how that whole thing? We should have had that runway for about 25 years and at least 20, and we don't. And so let's look at that. Let's take a quick look at that. Not a long look, but a quick look. And then, of course, the Cedar. Okay, so that was interesting. So on the whole Cedar fight, they're actually Cousins up there wants to maintain that on the water tank, correct? There's a little bit of a fight going on.
The
Redmen
logo,
yeah, which I'm okay with. I mean, you know what? This whole thing was so manipulated in getting rid of that mascot that I am all for standing for the mascot. I am all for taking those last attempts at trying to say, you know what, your manipulation isn't always going to win. And what happened during that meeting where they decided what they were going to do in the school administration meeting, it was really apparent that they were manipulating the whole process, had already made the decision even before input from the public, and that there was money at stake and that they were going to do this. And on the heels of that, hearing that audio that's public for everybody to hear, I just don't think they thought a lot of people were going to go and hear it or listen to it. But that's been associated with Cedar High since 1942. There was absolutely zero reason to get rid of it. And you know what? Good for Paul Cousins. He's fighting for it to stay on the large water tank that sits atop that hill on Lay Hill, just west of Ridge Road. Why not?
Well, I'll tell you why not. What if somebody was up on Pine Valley Mountain with a telescope and happen to see that tank in the telescope and get offended by it? We don't want that to happen.
Man, that does bring up a curious point. Thank you for that. Oh, man.
Good Lord, these people. They're driving me crazy.
Well, it is, and it's really sad. And some heads have rolled, by the way, because I'm glad that people like Tony, that people like, that are in the fight, are actually fighting for that and saying, you know what, this was so wrong on so many levels. So good for Paul Cousins that he's standing up for that. It is wrong on so many levels, and it is about the money, and it is about manipulating and not giving any of you a say-so. That was decided long before, and so I find it rather despicable, actually. So I would love for it to stay on the big water tank and then just be a beacon for what people are doing wrong in our society as far as getting rid of something that one person doesn't like. Give me a break. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
River Health and Wellness, 76 sessions.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Put us on this reservation.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show, and I welcome you. A lot on the docket, and we'll get there. Let's get there locally, too. We appreciate your phone calls into the show, too. 888-673-1450. You know, my car broke down last night. Fuel pump, and it's on its way to Wright Auto, right now because I trust them and I know they're going to do a fantastic job. Let me tell you, Wright Auto, 256-6593, 256-6593. I trust them with all my cars. And let me tell you, they'll do a great job. They'll do it at a low cost. They'll do it fairly and they'll do it quickly. And that's what I want when I have a mechanic, when I have a car issue like that. So make sure you go over to Wright Auto. They have a big yellow sign right down south from Costco. And they're the ones to go to. In fact, they're superior at alignments. A lot of people realize this because they're traveling from very far to actually have their alignment done there because they know they do such a stellar job at it. But also, they do everything as far as mechanically. So make sure you get over to Wright Auto. Tell them we sent you. It's WRIHGHT. And I've been going to them personally for, just over 6 years now. And I've always been happy. That's why I keep going back and I tell everybody about them even when I'm off the air. So I just wanted to let you know that I put my car in their hands because I know that I'll get an honest answer back. In fact, sometimes they've even come back and said, "Oh, this is a quick thing, easy thing, and couple of bucks." Or, I've had every case scenario with my cars, and I've always been really happy with what they've said, and they've always fixed it, and I haven't had a problem after. So, that's a long time to be dealing with a mechanic that I absolutely adore. So, go to Wright Auto; they're awesome. Tell them we sent you. So I want to address the airport. Mm-hmm. There was an article about this, and now as the 4-month airport closure takes effect, a complicated tale of blue clay and bureaucracy comes to light.
Way too complicated, probably, for us peones.
Oh,
to
well,
understand.
You know, the little people. I'm pretty sure that we knew before that there was a blue clay problem. Hence the problem with the runway after a very, very short period of time and then the closing, I think, of the company that actually did it, correct?
Yeah, I'm not sure that they knew about the blue clay
really?
Before 75 or 80 years ago.
They should be grandfathered in when they decided to build the runway there. So it's only been 8 years since it opened. And, of course, that runway should have lasted a long time. McCarran has lasted, decades. Why didn't it last? Well, did they know? Did they know there was going to be a problem? And is there more at hand here? So they're saying it was that the runway degenerated from what geologists have called aggressive blue clay.
See, that's the key, Kate.
Oh,
they knew there was blue clay.
Oh, but it wasn't.
But they didn't know it was the aggressive kind. It's kind of like cancer. You have cancer, or you have the aggressive cancer.
Good to know. So glad that we developed a term for it. All right. So that has necessitated into a massive repair project that will require the airport to be closed to all private and commercial flights. Right. And so, of course, it's closed now until September 26th. And most of the existing runway will be torn out, replaced with using a variety of techniques, they say, to address the blue clay. Why wasn't it used before?
Because they didn't want the people to know that this was going to be in the cost of the new airport. At the time, you see, they were trying to keep the cost as low as possible to pull the wool over our eyes.
Oh, okay.
And that let us know that it would, we found out that it's going to cost this much more to do the runway. It was like, what's that old saying? It's easier to ask forgiveness than permission or something like that.
Oh, okay. All right. I gotcha. So we have cracks that are somewhere 4 feet deep, 1 inch wide. I mean, we're talking some serious cracks. Mm-hmm. So the St. George Airport regional manager said they knew there was blue clay down there. I guess they didn't know how it was aggressive. But what they didn't know was how it would react. Huh.
To what, the runway or the water?
They found out that it wasn't a huge plume of blue clay. What they found out is very, what is the word?
Striated.
Striated.
Yeah. Yeah, striated.
Okay.
That just means layered.
Yes. Okay. I want to make sure we got our terms right. So there was Chris Burrow wrote a great piece and said, look, having been an investigative reporter for many years, it seems to me that the story on the problems facing the St. George Airport runway left out two very important elements, the why and the who. and who benefited, right? So why was the location chosen? Who benefited from that particular location? Why, were there other locations available or considered that did not have blue clay issues? And his response to this article was, while comprehensive, it reads more like a press release. And it does. I have to agree with Chris. And was extremely sympathetic to those who were responsible for the decision-making process that led to the building of the new airport. So maybe a truly independent investigative effort to get down to the origins of the airport boondoggle probably would be very helpful, maybe more enlightening. And I agree. And he said, having been a resident of St. George since before the airport was built, the rumors, the discussions that swirled around the development of the project and its origins were legion and should have been pursued. And where there is smoke, there is generally a fire. That's that is true. And the remote location led to longer commutes for airport employees, expensive taxi rides for visitors. Yet we still do not have a vibrant or affordable hub for travel. And those destinations that are offered, Phoenix, Salt Lake, Denver, Los Angeles, now Dallas, are being subsidized by the taxpayers. So clearly the citizens did not benefit. We still support the robust shuttle service. Shuttle services that get us to Las Vegas for a more affordable flight to the world. So he asks again, who benefited? Bravo, Chris. I love your piece. Who benefited? That's what we would love to know. 888-673-1450 if you'd like to call in on this. We've tackled this from time to time on the show during my 7.5 years because this has been a situation for that long. And there were a lot of questions as to why the old property was absorbed again by the city, not sold off like they said it would be when they first promised the new airport, why the airport location was chosen, who really did benefit from that property that was owned out there. And it really is a great question.
Was the deal for the flight to Dallas the most recent one?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Was that deal consummated during the close down now? Are we going to have to subsidize their losses during the closure? Or is it going to go into effect after the closure?
Yeah, gotcha. Interesting that you say that. And you know, this is obviously can be applied to any city listening right now, any city in America listening right now. How many of the people in the know are benefiting from the property sold for said project? And I'm going to venture to guess a lot of people with some pretty well-known names are benefiting. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi there.
Uncle Milty.
Hi there.
This is Bob Mueller, and I'm between jobs right now. Could I be the investigator on that airport thing? Can I apply for that job?
We have a couple of years. Sure. How about it?
Should have said the honorable
Bob. The $40 million I'll need for the investigation will probably be less than what it's going to cost to fix blue clay cracks.
Right? I have a feeling you're going to come back with, I don't really know whether something actually really occurred or not. Okay, so go ahead.
If you find a Republican benefit from the transaction, can I bring my 23 angry Democrat lawyers to assist me?
Yeah.
And who can we impeach?
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
You want a 400-page report that says nothing.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm your guy.
They love that sort of thing. Thank you.
I just had it. It was just too good of an opportunity.
Well, I love it. Thank you. Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks. Oh, boy.
That's about the size of it.
I know. Yeah. And you know what? I agree with Chris. We have brought up this question for 7.5 years. Who benefits? We'll be doing some more in-depth on this coming up. But I wanted to open it up to all of you. There's a lot of people that know and that are very enlightened as to exactly who benefited and how. And I think it's kind of like the pipeline. Nobody really wants to admit who owns property along the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
And those that are usually singing its praises the loudest are usually the ones who are benefiting. And I hate, this is why I hate to go there. because I know some of you listening go, well, I have friends in the know, in the higher up division of the government control sector of the city that are my friends. And I hate to think that they would have benefited off something knowingly. And maybe they just didn't know. And boy, by chance and randomly, like winning a lottery, they just happened to put it on the property that they owned. And you know, Kate, don't talk about those kinds of things, because there are friends and there are neighbors. I understand why you feel like that, but it doesn't make it right. And I feel like if people aren't pointing this stuff out, if we're not going to do our jobs in pointing things out like this and making things very known to the public that I know they would love to know, because how dare somebody use their position to benefit? That's not okay. It should never be okay. I don't care if it's your neighbor or you're married to the person. I don't care. You shouldn't benefit from that. So what are we going to do as a community? Do we talk about it or do we not talk about it? Is this the taboo question? Because how dare we talk about anybody that's well-liked in a community? Point out the various flaws of pointing business in their own direction. And so I know that even with the turtle fiasco, that people in the know in government jobs benefited from owning land.
Yep.
And I don't want to bypass that and just shove it under the carpet because we're all nicey-nice. I don't understand that kind of thinking. Let's be nice to everybody so we don't out that information, which if you're using your government role to benefit your business, and I know city council members that are, if you're doing that, it is wrong. Get out of the job. And I hope somebody comes and kicks your rear end in the next election, because I don't want to see that happen. And I don't like it. And people shouldn't like it.
People go to prison all the time for insider trading.
Martha Stewart did, for
Pete's
sake.
And that's basically what using your position on land deals is insider trading.
And even just because you might even disclose it and go, gosh, I didn't, you know, wow, look at me. I gained from this and I didn't even think I was going to. Or, hey, somebody's got to gain from it. Why can't I do business? Yeah. You know, that old argument. Yeah. If that's your stance, and just because you out that about yourself, now you should be even more embarrassed and get out, because you don't belong in city government. If you've twisted that to a point where your outing of it becomes your excuse and reason, get out. Please, leave office. We don't want you in office. And I sure hope the people, the good people of this community, can see beyond the friendship line and the protection line to say, I'm sorry, that's wrong. And you don't respect your role in government. Get out. And that's really the crux of what I think this person was saying in their response to this article. The article didn't go far enough. It didn't expose who it needs to expose. And that's exactly what needs to happen. If you're going to put yourself in a role of government, then by all means, you're subject to have people know if you're using your role to benefit yourself or your company or your business or your trust fund or your entity or your pocketbook. We should know. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
At Red River Health.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450.
This is the Kate Daly Show. Gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight.
My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night?
There's that song.
Yes. One of my favorites.
Somebody's getting screwed. Well, welcome back to the show. Just wanted to mention, you know, I lost weight at Dr. Diet. Get over there. They're so nice. Can I just tell you? I love being able to check in and check where my body fat is, where my weight is, where my blood pressure is. I mean, it's just so great to keep you on track. Make sure you're doing that. And they actually have a class June 21st on how to make all these different summer salad dressings that are super, super yummy and also very healthy. So you're going to want to put that on your calendar June 21st. But, oh, man, they're doing some great things. Get over to Dr. Diet, 628 Diet. Diet. Can't miss it. 628 Diet, St. George Boulevard. And drop 20, 30, 40 pounds. You're going to feel so good. You're going to look so good, too. Trust me. But you're going to feel even that much better. And they're that good at what they do. They can help you with HCG or keto or whatever whatever fits your body type is the most important thing. Not just a fad, but just what is important for you. And they'll help figure that out with you, which is fantastic. Everybody needs that kind of guidance.
Is that where you got that delicious recipe for the lemon zucchini cake?
The one I forgot to bring to work today.
Yeah.
You just reminded me. I'm so sorry. I actually made it last night, and now I just completely left it on my counter and forgot to give it to you. I am really sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Lemon zucchini bread is the best. Can I just tell you? Anyway. All right. Well... Thanks. Thanks for reminding me on air. Appreciate that. Speaking of food, what are they doing with salmon in Indiana? I just have to...
Well, here's the headline. Indiana Salmon Hatchery set to raise the nation's first genetically modified animal cleared for human consumption.
Oh, my gosh. I want to be first in line.
Aqua Bounty Technologies, a Massachusetts-based biotechnology company, altered the genetic makeup of the Atlantic salmon to include a gene from the Chinook salmon and a DNA sequence from an eel-like species known as the ocean pout. The result is a salmon that grows to market size twice as fast.
Franken salmon?
Yeah.
Totally excited about this. Can I digest it and run it through my circulatory system?
Immediately.
Digestive system.
No, it's going on the market in 2020.
Yum.
And it should cut the price of salmon in half because it grows twice as fast.
I'm not worried at all.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that would have.
Yeah, it's going to raise the price of real salmon, though.
Oh, my gosh. I fear for our food supply. You're kidding, right?
Mm-mm.
Oh, come on. Between this and Petri dish meat, what are we going to do?
Well, pretty soon everything, once they approve one, it'll just take off like a wildfire.
I have to apologize to my stomach every day. This is just getting gross. I mean, who wants to launch in and eat this stuff? Not me. I mean, would you actually even try that?
Well, I'd be afraid of maybe starting to grow gills if I ate something like that.
Breasts and gills. It'll give you all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Like from yesterday's show, it'll give you the Mueller. That's chafing in weird places. Anyway, I definitely would not try it. I think that we are going to see a lot more of this. We're going to see so much more of this Franken meat. Frankenfish, Frankenchicken coming up, and I do fear for our food supply. By the way, I really do. As they're concocting these things, and they're spending a fortune on it, so don't think they wouldn't spend a fortune for a reason. I mean, there's definitely reasons as to why this will overtake as food prices get higher. This will be the answer. Mm-hmm. Here, Johnny, have some Franken salmon. Yummy.
Well, they already have 150,000 bioengineered eggs ready to go in incubator trays.
Ooh, let's go.
Wait a minute.
I'm excited. I percolated on that.
Well, they don't have to catch them either.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi. You said it again today.
What's that?
Mueller.
Oh, yes.
Mueller.
Mueller.
You are the only one on the radio or on the news that says Mueller.
Am I?
Mueller.
It always reminds me of Bueller. It just seems like it fits. Bueller? Anyway.
No.
All right. Mueller.
No.
Ugh. All right. I'll say it right. Thanks. Appreciate the call.
Well,
Mueller.
Actually, it depends on where you are in the world.
That's true.
It can be Mueller.
I know. I've heard it as Mueller.
It is. In Germany, it's pronounced Mueller.
Well, there you go. I'm German. That would suffice. Well, I apologize. I'll have to go with the Mueller. Do you have the Mueller?
I call him Mueller, too.
Yeah, I know. I know a lot of people do. Well, and I know people get hung up on that sort of thing, so I'll try. I'll try to remember that. Is that how the fancy talking heads say it?
You know what? Some of them say Mueller, too.
Yeah. I know I've heard it both ways on both networks.
Absolutely.
Anyway, All right. Well, on that tricky note, I just wanted to mention maybe some more good news. I started out the broadcast with good news and then went into the sinking hole that is the who benefits in our community off of their governmental position. And oh, by the way, I just wanted to mention on that. They said the FFA they're handling 91% of the cost on that.
Oh, sure they are.
I didn't realize that the FFA is their own entity and they create their own dollars. Oh, that's right. They don't because it's taxpayer dollars. So our taxpayer dollars is funding 91% of that. And then our other taxpaying dollars are paying the other portion. Am I right?
No.
Oh, okay.
The FAA is not actually going to pay 91%. Mm-hmm. They're financing 91%. Then they're adding a passenger tax of $4.25 a flight that will be used to pay back the FAA. So we're going to pay $4.25 a flight, eventually paying back the money that the FAA is fronting the repair.
Thank you for that. I just really hate it when government officials come out and they don't actually tell you what's really going on.
Yeah, the whole story.
Oh, hey, this is on that government agency, the one that can't profit on their own but only derives money from our taxes. See, they don't say that. They just say, oh, hey, this government agency A is funding the entire thing almost. So don't worry about it, citizen. Go back to sleep. I like it when my officials say stuff like that. Anyway, I just wanted to mention, so I started out with good news, and here's some more good news for you. They actually put out a reality show on sexual fluidity. It was MTV's first sexually fluid reality dating show so that you could decide what you were at the moment, male or female. And it bust. So, anyway, yeah.
It didn't work out?
Well, it did. Okay, so it's working out. It's not getting a lot of people. Nobody wants to see a, I don't know if I'm male or female. I'm not quite sure yet. But they did reveal that, you know, that it's there. And I don't think it's actually getting a lot of play. They are putting this out there as a new hit. It's not a hit. Yeah. It's not a hit. And they're basically couching it on, gee, this is the new kind of show. You can just sort of pretend whoever you want to be is who you are at the moment, and there's no gender limitations, and you can just be sexually fluid. And I'm sorry, the majority of people out there really, really liked to know whether you're a boy or a girl. It matters, and especially in the dating pool. So they're calling it a hit. It isn't a hit. And I always love it when they do that because the media gets to decide for us what we like and what we don't like, and it's a lie. But they love to do it anyway. Anyway, I just wanted to mention that. There's just so many things like that drive me crazy because people then take that away as fact. You know, Nancy Pelosi, they said that they doctored a video and that Facebook wouldn't take it down, that made her look a little drunk because they delayed the video a little bit when she was talking. I actually didn't find much difference because in a lot of clips, she looks like something's going on, mm-hmm. and she's having an issue or a problem. But in this particular clip, they said it was doctored. And so they got all over Trump for tweeting it out. You know, and she says that they should decide which is, if they know it's not true, they should take it down. Well, her accusations on Trump weren't true, and we didn't take that down.
That's right.
So,
yeah.
You know, there's that, but there's no concession for that. So it's kind of funny, the picking and choosing. You know, they doctor videos all the time with Trump. They say the media reports things he never said and hasn't said and then puts them together as if he said it. And so that's okay. But if somebody doctors a video on Pelosi, or she says it claims it's doctored, then that's not okay. So now that we know the rules,
The video. It didn't look doctored to me.
Well, she's had a lot of videos like that. That's why I'm saying you're picking out this one. I mean, she has looked like something was very wrong with her. Do you all remember the video right after the State of the Union with her and and Chucky? And uh-huh. she couldn't. Like she was literally high. I mean, she looked like she was on something and she couldn't form a facial expression and so forth. And besides that, she looked like she did not know where she was and deer in the headlights. And that wasn't faked. So it's funny that she's going after the one video. But there's that. Anyway, just to mention that, just thought it was kind of interesting. I started off this video also talking about the kids and the abilities. Yeah. And I really do. If you're just jumping into the show right now, check out the show, the Employables, with the distinct emphasis on able, because I really did think that was very important. We have a lot of parents out there struggling with kids that are now reaching adulthood that are trying to find their place in the world, having some disabilities that they have to contend with. And I really loved that. I just thought that was, it was really great to focus in on what they could do right and to say that, hey, you have skills that nobody else has and that there's a place for you. And there's just nothing like that. I think that was a great help to people out there. I think everyone that's listening in your extended family, you know somebody with some sort of disability that's kept them from getting a job, mm-hmm. or what have you, and make sure that they watch that, because they actually really go through each person. They have a couple of people on each episode, and they take those things, whether it's a Tourette's with an emphasis of something else, or just Tourette's, or autism, or Asperger's, and they say, these are where your skills and talents might be found. One kid was found out that he kept going for jobs in customer service, and he was really flippant and had a hard time he feels like he's kind of superior to people because he's highly intelligent. And so it didn't really work out for him to work with people because he was very flippant and the bosses didn't like that. And so they never would hire him. They'd give him trial runs, but wouldn't hire him. So you know what they did? They actually have him now dissecting problems on websites, because he can zero in and find what other people can't. And so they gave him a job dissecting websites and issues and software issues. And it's him and a computer. And he felt like, hey, this is my strong suit, because I know I can depend on a computer. It's consistent and I know what it's all about. And I thought, wow, that's great that they found something for him that works for him, because a lot of people wouldn't excel like he would at that job. And they kind of looked past. And that was the other thing. The employer looked past the way that this kid was a little bit more flippant. The employer decided to hire him anyway, even though they kind of found it a little jarring. They said, he's so good at what he does, we'll overlook the fact that he kind of talks back once in a while or has a tough time even with us as his bosses. We'll look past it. And I have to give a lot of credit for the employers that hire, that know that and are sympathetic to that and understand.
You know, every time this subject comes up, it reminds me of that movie, The Accountant.
I know. You're right.
Not because of the accountant per se. It's about the little girl who couldn't communicate.
Yes.
And through the whole movie, you're hearing this woman's voice.
Right, right.
British accent on a computer.
That's the voice she
and
chose.
And it's her. She can communicate perfectly through the computer, but she can't look in the eye and talk.
Yep. We have enough going for us now. We have enough jobs out there and kinds of jobs and different things that people can really exercise their talent at that I hope are not overlooked. And the show is on the A&E Network. A&E Network, it's called The Employables. And they take on two different people each week. And I thought, you know, one girl was really good at crafts, but she had Tourette's and people would not hire her. They seemed to always want to go after the customer service job. Well, it would have been a little bit more tough, but a craft company hired her because mm-hmm. she was creativity off the charts. And they put her in a job that would really work for her with other people that had her creating.
Sure. Designing projects.
Yeah, designing projects. Isn't that great? Now, that's some good news. So if we can find a way for people to feel important and belong and loved and feeling great about themselves, that's really a fantastic thing, and I love that. Be right back with Chris Ann Hall. Don't go anywhere on Thursday edition of The Kate Daly Show. Be right back.